No, this about Biafra. It's really about Biafra. It's about Africa. It's about us being true to free. Free be who we meant to be. Who we are to be. Know who the one us to be. Know who the white man I meant us to be. Until you dictate yourself, you will regret yourself. I'm Jamedi. J, let's go.
All we are seeing is our freedom. All we are seeing is our freedom. I just see my people marching. All we are seeing is our freedom. Freedom, freedom, yeah.
Yeah, son of freedom, yeah. All we ask is freedom, yeah. A lot of people down in the streets of London, far away from home, yeah. All we ask is freedom. Freedom, the Kanu. All we want is Biafra. Give us Biafra. Then in Africa, the more we acute in prison, we are see acting. Got some people wondering, but that's freedom fighting. Like if you don't know, I tell you surely you can go. And you treat us to silence for these people have freedom. Why do people seem so afraid of this knowledge? Less than the power, we tell the knowledge. There is no freedom, we tell the truth. They take away our freedom by hiding their truth. So let's speak the truth, their lies are freedom. Let's find the truth, their lies true freedom.
All we are seeing is our freedom.
Freedom, freedom.
All we are seeing is our freedom. I can see my people marching. All we are seeing is our freedom.
Freedom, freedom.
Freedom, freedom, yeah.
Talking about freedom, yeah. Freedom for Biafra, yeah. Freedom for Africa, yeah. Anytime, anytime, I'm talking about anytime. Tell me that we close it, and all we do is sell us up. We wanna be free, but let's first free our mind and soul. You can keep my body, but you cannot keep my soul. Not afraid of a gun, so fight it to freedom. The truth is freedom, no truth, no freedom. Looked up for so long, sat up for so long. Looking for who to save us, how will he invade us? Send up Biafra, send up Africa. Let's stand up and fight, only this can save us. And let's fight and save us. And if we're done, who is gonna fight for us? If we're done, no one is gonna fight for us.
All we are seeing is our freedom.
Freedom, freedom.
All we are seeing is our freedom. I can see my people marching. All we are seeing is our freedom.
Freedom, freedom.
Freedom.
Yeah, they tell us we won, but dang, that's a lie. That's another evil going on. See, that's a lie. From the beginning, we never won. See, people dying. I'm on the half of a yellow song. Yeah, take a reason. Never try to buy myself. In this freedom is my soul. Not afraid of the guns. We fight it to freedom. When we never say no. We fight it to freedom. When we never say no.
No, no.
This song is dedicated to a young lady that was killed at Biafra protesting on the chair on the 2nd December 2015, and to all the people that have been killed and have lost their lives just for the fight of freedom.
I'm Jamedi. God bless Africa. God bless Biafra.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans, all men and women of goodwill, all of us of freedom and justice from around the world. This is Radio Biafra live transmission. We are live at this particular point in time on this day, the 11th of January 2016. The timeline is 12 minutes past 8 p.m. here in London, and the same 12 minutes past 9 p.m. in Biafra land. My name is Sister M4. I am the deputy leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, and by this, of course, I am from Abate, Abate is in Indemili in Biafra land. We are welcoming you from wherever you are listening, from all corners of the earth, from east to west, from north to south. We welcome you, eminent Biafra fans, eminent IPOB family members around the world, all men and women of goodwill and of conscience, all friends of Biafra. This is our platform, because what we believe in is freedom, and saying it the way it is, irrespective of whoever is involved, irrespective of whoever is concerned. We are here to say the way it is, and because God Almighty has ordained this struggle, has ordained this platform, has ordained this project, we will continue as much as we can by His grace, the grace of Chukwuka Abiyama, to push this to the frontiers of the international community, that Biafra, which is a thorn in the conscience of humanity, will continue to torment those who are guilty. We continue to hound those who are perpetrators of crime against humanity, of genocide against the Biafran people. There will never know peace until justice is done. It doesn't matter how much subterfuge, how much blackmail, how much intimidation is at their disposal. We will prevail. The spirit of Biafra will prevail in the end. We ask you, God Almighty, before any advent, to come and take charge and control of every circumstances and situations we find ourselves. We ask you to continue to envelop and protect the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, your servant, who is in the enemy camp, but of course you know the reason why he's there. We ask you to come quickly right now and fight against those who fight against him. Destroy those who want to destroy him, and grant him total victory, grant him total liberation and freedom. That freedom is and will represent the freedom for Biafrans. It will represent total emancipation of Biafra land. It will represent total restoration of Biafra land. It will represent total freedom and liberty for the whole of Biafran people. And to this, the world will see and marvel at your presence, at your great work, at your marvelous deeds in our lives. We ask you, O God, to remove every obstacle in our midst, to remove every obstacle on our way. If it is Uchemefor, remove Uchemefor. If it is anybody else, remove them. Because this time around, Biafra has come to stay. And Biafra is more than any one human being or group of people put together. But the ideals, the doctrine that our leader Nnamdi Kanu laid and put in place must be respected. There is no going back on this. And until Biafra is restored, we cannot relent. We do not intend to retreat. We do not intend to surrender. We ask you, O God, to grant us to victory and emancipation, that the people will see, that the rest of mankind will see your blessings and glorify your holy name. All this we ask in your name, Chukwuka Abiyama. And to this we say amen and amen. Ise, we'll be back in a minute.
Yeah. No, this is about Biafra. It's really about Biafra. It's about Africa. It's about us being truly free. Free be who we meant to be, who we are to be. Know who they want us to be. Know who the white man I meant us to be. Until you get yourself, you will regret yourself. I'm Jamedi. J, let's go.
All we are seeing is our freedom. All we are seeing is our freedom. See my people marching. All we are seeing is our freedom. Freedom. Freedom, yeah.
Yeah, son got freedom, yeah. All we ask is freedom, yeah. A lot of people down in the streets of London, far away from home, yeah. All we ask is freedom, freedom, the Kanu. All we want
want is Biafra. Give us Biafra. Then in Africa, the more we are cute, in prison we are see artsy. Got some people wondering, but that's freedom fighting. Like if you don't know, I tell you surely you can go. And the truth is, you sell us for this people have freedom. Why the people seem so afraid of this knowledge? Less than the power, we tell the knowledge. There is no freedom, we tell the truth. They take away our freedom by hiding their truth. So let's speak the truth, their lies are freedom. Let's find the truth, their lies true freedom.
All we are seeing is our freedom.
Freedom, freedom.
All we are seeing is our freedom. I can see my people marching. All we are seeing is our freedom.
Freedom, freedom.
Freedom, freedom, yeah.
Talking about freedom, yeah. Freedom for Biafra, yeah. Freedom for Africa, yeah. Anytime, anytime, I'm talking about anytime. Tell me that we close it, and all we do is sell us up. We wanna be free, but let's first free our mind us up. You can keep my body, but you can now keep myself. Not afraid of a gun, so fight it to freedom. The truth is freedom, no truth, no freedom. Looked up for so long, sat up for so long.
Welcome back, this is Still Radio Biafra live transmission. We are live, we are direct, and God Almighty is in charge. As a matter of tradition and protocol, we are on the internet, we are on satellite, we are on FM relay stations across Biafra land, and this is subject to the relay stations, of course, working in a more efficient manner. If you are not listening via FM relay stations in Biafra land, and depending on where you are, please let us know. Even if you are, also let us know, because it's very important. We are on satellite platform, as I have said. We are also on shortwave platform. The shortwave platform in which or on which we are frequency is 11600 kilohertz on 25 meter band shortwave. 11600 kilohertz on 25 meter band shortwave. We are on the internet, as I have said already. The internet is, in fact, another world. It's another planet. And so what you have to do is to go via the search engines, any of the search engines you choose, whether Google or Yahoo or Microsoft, and search for Radio Biafra. And I tell you, there will be hundreds of search results coming up. From there, you will choose the platform you want to listen to Radio Biafra from. A number of bloggers, a number of websites are picking up live streaming online, and they are, of course, restreaming it. And so you have enormous opportunity online. We also have a technology that is called Call to Listen. These are numbers that you can call and you'll be listening to Radio Biafra. And I must warn you that you need to have credit. You need to have free credits. In other words, you need to be on contract phone, contract with their phone providers, so that we'll be able to have enough minutes to listen to Radio Biafra. We have these numbers for Biafra land, we have these numbers for United States of America, we have it for United Kingdom. And all those who are using this platform also know how to go about it. The number to call when our lines are open is +44 7405 964146. The alternative number to call is +44 7406636391. +44 7406636391. These are the numbers you can call, and of course we'll be able to pick your call when our lines are open. Once again, this is Radio Biafra live transmission, and we are live, we are direct. It is very important that our people understand the time and period in which we are not in any way, we are not in any way very much concerned about what some people with nefarious mindset are doing. But it is very important as well that I tell you, if anybody comes to you and tells you that Uchemefor said this, Uchemefor said that, you must verify, because there are people who are, of course, writing a lot of things and saying it is from Uchemefor. I must categorically tell you that if it is not authorized by me, nobody has discussed anything with me, nobody is representing me. If you do not hear it from me, if I did not pen it down, then I have not said it. It is very important. People are going out of their way, circulating falsehood in the name of writing and gnosis and memo, saying that it is from Uchemefor. It is not from me. Very important. And you must identify these people and put them where they belong. That said, this is Radio Biafra Live Transmission. The time now, once again, is 23 minutes past 8 p.m. here in London and 23 minutes past 9 p.m. in Biafra Land. We'll be going to Biafra Land, of course, to get you some news items and information on the ground. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, my beloved brother. Yeah, good evening.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
Good evening, my fellow Biafrans, lovers of Biafra, and lovers of freedom. And those that are wishing Biafra goodwill to succeed in this restoration. This is Outside Broadcasting Unit from Biafra Land. We have some announcements to make. Ariare, International Market Women meetings will be tomorrow, being Thursday, Tuesday, by 4 p.m. Very important. Call this number to attend if you are concerned. 080-3054-7264. I repeat, 080-3054-7264. Now, attention please. There is illegal fund raising in the name of IPOB in Biafra Land called Umu Afra Indigenous Development. Their account number is 177-164-1154. I repeat, the account number is 177-164-1158, Skybank PRC. Please don't allow deceivers to deceive you. Don't put your money in the mouth of the wolves. In the name of IPOB, they are not from us. Now, this is burial ceremony, 14th of January. The dead person is called Kretus Nna Amaka Wabrisi Ovuvru in Uzuwane, local government, Enugu State. Listen, this is his brother's number. 080-33-236604, his brother's number. Please, this is one of us who died during the protest. This man will be buried on 14 this month. Please, we need urgent help. We have announced this, and we can never leave them alone. And I'm telling you, we have to gather to know how to build this barrier. It's very, very important. It is very, very important. please, we need help for this. Now, the one in the mortuary, disturbing by the parents to be buried. Or see, Chingozie Eze. Robanta in Umu Neochi, local government area, at the state. Phone number of his brother, 080-677-05375. Please, very important. We have many problems to solve in Biafra land. Remember, those in the hospital are still a bit. And I got the phone number of the doctor, and the doctor told me that some people have paid in the account 500,000 about 4 days ago. And I want to tell you that this is reality. And our people are still in the hospital and in suffering. Our people are still in the hospital gnashing their teeth. But I want to tell you, if you have any help, please. I received help from one woman from Igbocha. Please, I forgot to write his name here and his number. Please forgive me. This woman sent to us bombita and drinking pens, teas, to our beloved brothers, which is going to reach them tomorrow. If you have anything to help them, please haste. They are suffering. If you are reading aloud, please give them food. They are topping biscuits. They are eating biscuits. I'm telling you. And I have evidence which I will send to our beloved brother, which I'm for very short time. My people, I want you to understand that we are marching forward and nothing can draw us back. I say no spirit, no demon can stop us. We are one, wherever you are in Biafra land. We are one, and we are one people, marching to one goal. We don't want to know what the enemies are saying. We don't want to listen to what the enemies are whispering. But one thing is sure, we are progressing. I thank God for Biafra land. There's no voice can be able to deceive us. We are one. We are marching forward in that one goal. Listen, I had one encouraging word from Nnamdi Kanu during his days in Biafra broadcast radio. He said, Uwazirike failed the test because he's under pressure. Now, what is that pressure? Pressure from his people. Pressure around him. Pressure in the prison yard. Pressure from the Igbos. Igbo leaders or Hadede who went in the prison to bargain with him to forsake his rest. But then Nnamdi Kanu said, he is not the type. And we believe him. Then what is that pressure? The worst pressure is pressure from your people. Pressure from those who call themselves priests, but are wolves. Pressure from those who call themselves elders, but are nothing to count about. Pressure from those who count themselves that we are marching forward, but are biting at the back. Pressure from those who can receive money and betray their beloved brother. Then, this is the praetor. But he said, we took Boki Kabiama. He is more than that. He is a leader who has been tested and trusted. He can never go back. He stands firm. He is playing his own part to prove who he is. I don't know whom you are. I don't know what you are doing. I don't know to where you are. I don't know if you are thinking right. I don't know if you are thinking wrong. But only thing I know, in as much that Nnamdi Kanu has imparted in us the knowledge, the truth, and the wisdom to get Biafra, we are marching forward. Forward ever, backward never. Any man or any woman in any side that brings false words can never deceive Biafra. In as much that we have his blood running in our veins, in as much that we have his teaching, we will never go back. He has won us with perfect truth. What is that perfect truth? We are one. In Gocha, we are one. All people over the world, in Biafra land, we are one. And nobody can take it away from us, because our leader is capable leader. Our leader, what you need is to support him. What you need is to stand to confess the resurrection of Biafra. What you need is to stand to back everyone up who is walking in the truth, who is walking in the perfect, in the perfectness, who believe in the resurrection of Biafra, who believe in that preaching. I want to tell you, the only weapon we have is Tupu Kikabiama. The only weapon we have is honesty. The only weapon we have is unity. The only weapon we have is perfectness in everything with us. Let me tell you one thing. Do you know why Kanu, our leader, reached to this stage? It's because he said, Agamapo Kansu with the truth. I am going to stand on the truth. And I'm going to swallow the zoo with the truth. Don't you see that the zoo is going up and down? They don't know where to lay hand. They call him terrorist. They call us this and that. They don't know where to lay hand. And the lawyer has going on. And in the zoo court, Kenya has victory. They don't know where to lay hand again. They are behaving up and down, disgracing the judiciary, disgracing the people, disgracing the barristers, disgracing the lawyers, disgracing the judges. They don't know where to lay hand again. It's because Kenya stand on the truth. Then what of you? I want to tell you, whenever you are, if the truth is running in your veins, if the truth is where you stand, listen to me. No matter how you bury the truth will surface. No matter how you try to hinder the truth will surface. No matter how you move in economy, the Bible said, the Tupuki Kabiama hold those who are craft, those who are the simple ones, to their craftiness. But I want to tell you, Biafra has come to stay. Biafra has come to move. And Biafra has come to work in unity. Blessed be the name of Tuku Kikabiama, who brought a perfect, who bring a perfect leader to us, who will lead us till we see Biafra. Now, I want to tell you, look at what you have to understand about what Kanu had been saying. Listen, the demolishment of Oladipo market is one of Yoruba and Hausa agenda to destroy Biafran economy. Without full notice, people decided to destroy us. But I want to tell my people, you cannot believe the truth. You believe the lies. We are telling you that our leader has been hammering in many of his points. He said, come back. When Ojukwu came to Lagos, Ojukwu said, Ewu Kwenu. Yeah. You call him to open market. He said, Ewu Kwenu. Yeah. Ewu Kwenu. Yeah. He come back. Don't you know why he make that comment? Ewu Kwenu. Ewu. Because you have no knowledge. You have never understood the truth of this teaching. Although you have a mind to continue suffering, suffering, because that is the only way the deaf man can get money. But Hausa is busy eating on your mineral resources. But you are busy killing yourself in business, one business or the other. You are busy suffering. Then you continue suffer in another man's land who don't love you. They start to give you a full notice before they destroy you. Now, tomorrow now, they can point one area in one push that is not developed. Go that side and develop. And the police was busy. You didn't care to scare you out where you want to collect your goods, burning. Thousands of you are now moving around without nowhere to lay hands again. That is why Ojukwu say, Ewu Kwenu. How many times will these people show you that they do not love you? And do you know why they do this thing? It's because of the protest in the Lagos. They know that you have been united in Lagos. They organize themselves to destroy your properties where you earn your living. How many times will you and who, when we understand the handwriting on the wall? And people are busy. There's one Yoruba man. An Igbo man wanted to buy a land on Yoruba land. That man came to Yoruba, asked him, please, send me this land. I want to buy this land. Do you know what Yoruba man asked him? What do you want to build? In that area, they built three dekins. The Yoruba man asked the African man, Igbo man, what do you want to build here? The African man said, I just want to build a small place where bungalow, where I will stay with my children and my wife. He said, can't you see three dekins that the people are building? You want to build a bungalow, I will not sell land for you. Can't you see three dekins that the follow people, the African mans are building in this area? Can't you see them? I will not sell this land. I will sell the land on person that will build three dekins. That is a message. I will sell this land to anyone who has the money to build three dekins. Do you know the message? So that anytime you want to pass, go. Because they know you must go. They know you must go because that is not your land. You are putting flour in another man's house. But that is by the way. How many times will my people see the handwriting on the wall and understand the message of Alamajiri and Yoruba people? How many times? I am telling you, the only thing that my people understand, look at Lugwaza, an Hausa man can sell a land in Lugwaza, 200,000. He will push, 200,000. Do you see the sense of people, man? He said, 200,000, but this land in my land, I can buy land for 3 million. And I can use 3 million to buy land, 200,000, and still get the change to build the house. And after I build the house, I will stay and get land and build a house with 3 million. That is how they use them to check the mathematics. But you don't know that you are working in another man's land. Anara, Don't you hear Gold River music in the radio, Biafra? Anabayara. Where do you want to go? You leave it. And whenever there is problem in outer land, outer people will be busy looking for those who build better house. They'll be killed. And when you are killed, the man who sell the land for you will take the house and the land back. How many houses has outer people have in your land? How many houses did outer people have in your land, my people? How many houses did the governor of Hausa have in your land? How many houses that people as you have in your life, in your land? But they are busy, you are busy building more houses at the Lagos, building at Kano, building at many places. Because maybe you want to make money. I want to be landlord at Abuja so that people begin to collect money. I collect money. I answer landlord. If they count the people that own house in Abuja, I will be among them. I have a house in Abuja. I have a house in Lagos, in the center area. You are deceived. You are deceived. You see to that? But my people, why can't you come back and know exactly what to do in your land? So that people will come in your land and begin to find something in your land. Now, in everything, Igbo man, listen, Igbo people are the problem. Very sick problem in everywhere they are. But I want to tell you, this time around, let us march forward. I thank God now, this foundation which has been laid by Kano is on the solid rock. Unless if you are a fool. Unless if you are a fool who don't understand, then you will be deceived by Hausa Fulani and those who are fathered by Hausa. Unless you are deceived, unless you don't understand the vision of this young man called Kano. As for me, no matter how you put I football inside water, I will come up. If you place me inside the water, before you come up, I shall come out before you. I don't know of you. But one thing I know, in this land of Biafra, I want you to understand, I told everyone that is listening that Biafra must have a historical book. And your name was written there in every work you perform. Now, I want to tell you, do you know that when God wants to restore back the people of Israel, a time came for Moses to go up in the high mountain to bring the law of God down? What happened? Moses stayed on top of the mountain for 40 days. Do you know that the people of Israel were shaking? Some have underthought. Some have different thoughts. Even the leaders begin to have different thoughts. They say, what has come over this man, Moses? Maybe this man, Moses, will not come back home. They went to Elon. He said, Elon, why can't you make unto us another bull? We don't know what has happened to this Moses. Maybe he will not come back. Do you know what happened? They deceive Elon. Because Elon had the Elon did not have the common sense. They deceive Elon that Moses hand over the authority. They deceive Elon that Moses hands over the authority. If you don't have the authority of a leader, you'll be deceived by those who have been deceived by devil. Do you know what Elon, I'm telling you Bible. Do you know what Elon did? They deceived Elon, and Elon said, okay, and now, people, woman, bring up your earrings, bring up your chain, bring up the gold that is taken from the people of Egypt. Let us move a god. and the God was in heaven watching. Now became a wind for the purpose he wants to be prepared. Now became is this place for preparation. If you don't know it, know it there. Do not be deceived. Listen to me. This is a word of wisdom. Now, do you know what happened? Now, Elon was busy molding an animal by the deceitfulness of those that are living with him, by the deceitfulness of those that are representing Moses. Now, God was watching. And after they finished molding that bull, God was watching. And do you know what Aaron said? He said, my people, behold your God. Behold your God. Your God, we have brought you from Egypt. Then the Bible says, people begin to dance. They're celebrating for the God that is not their God. They forsake the living down of the instruction of Moses. They forsake that Moses told them, only God can lead you to the promised land. They forsake that Moses said, only God can lead you and it's your God. And they begin to celebrate in atrocities and they begin to enjoy the riches, the glory of worshiping idol. And that is when God said, Moses, get down. Get down. And when Moses get down, he saw the atrocity being committed unto the person, unto the people. He left the glory of God. You know what happened? By angry, Moses threw down the law of God and break it. And Moses grabbed it and forced them to break it. The next action is this. Moses said, who among you is on the side of the Lord? Hey, my people, I believe that we are the Israelites in this Africa. The same history that is taking place in Israel is taking place in this country, Blackland. Yes, don't you know that? What happened? And Moses said, how many of you is on the Lord's side? Come this way, that I said. Do you know that this young man that molded Abu joined to the Moses again? Oh God, we don't know that you come back. Oh God, we don't know. We have seen. Oh God, we don't know. We think that you will never come back again. He's trying to get down with Moses again. And some people say, I need to go. No problem. I need to go. Can you know? And God spoke. Said, raise your sword against your brothers. Raise your sword against your brothers. Slaughter them. And by the destruction of people, they slaughter them all. They die. And they mourn. And they prepare. The journey began. Let me tell you, when time comes, there will be blood flow. Blood will flow. When time, mark it, mark this word. When time comes back, blood will flow in this Biafra land. If you don't get it well now. And the word will come down from Tupu Kikadama. Who is on the Lord's side? Tupu Kikadama. Who is on the Lord's side? Then you are going to prove the side you are. No matter how grace or word you have been deceived with, it, that is not our concern. Our concern is this. Who is on the Lord's side? Let me tell you. Do not say that you are deceived. You don't say, I don't know, I think, I don't know, I think, I feel. That is what is what. Keep up the character myself, you will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And we are in the movement of truth. Can you say, Ezio Pukaino Kumeba, you will take us now, you are conquered. Ezio That is truth. Let me tell you. The true history of Moses is the one that molded the animal because of the treatment of people who tried to deceive him. But he failed to understand the commandment of Moses. He failed to understand the written laws of Moses. And he was deceived. The same man, when Moses came, he ran again on the side of Moses, and others was killed. You know that? Then I want to tell you now. It is time for the Biafra to come to the knowledge of truth without going back. And we are not going God. It is time for Biafra to come on the knowledge of truth. And nothing can make us to go back. No matter what we confine. Now they can say, I call Uche. I call Uche. Reasoning is what makes up a man. Reasoning. Do you know what it takes him to build up like this? Do you know what it takes him to come up like this? Do you know what it takes him? Look at a man who has a new bouncing baby boy. What a boy who might have seen. See now. He's here. Leaving a beautiful wife by the side. As a prince. Leaving the throne and a beautiful daddy and mom. Now, he is now in agony because of you and me. He is now in pains. I got the word from the nurse. They said they are planning to put to Boko Haram on the same place with him. The mortal word goes up, goes down. I am telling you, Nandekano is coming back. If you feel that he's not coming back, you are mistaken. Whether you corrected anything from Ahosa, you will see him coming back. This man is prepared for his purpose. And that's why I believe him. That's why I believe him. And that's why I believe him indeed. That's why I stood at his side. No matter what it takes, I am standing by his side. Ifeanyi Nwachukwu is too much for any man or any woman to deceive. No, I can never. Because I believe the matter. Now, I want to tell you, my people, what do you think? What do you think about all the things that you're hearing? They are trying to put Boko Haram in the same cell within Nandekano. Now, he is suffering. Now, we are outside talking about one thing or the other. But I want to tell you, there is nothing that will close any man's eyes to understand the truth. The truth you will never cover up. What is the truth? The truth is Biafra. What is the truth? The truth that we are one. What is the truth? The truth that nobody can say it's not everybody a freedom fighter. Not everybody are freedom fighters. There are those who will stand to oppose. But are those who will march forward. But say, I need only 100 men who are ready for. 100 men. My God, this man is a prophet. This man is a prophet. He said, 100 men. Now, ask yourself, am I among the 100 men? Ask yourself, am I among the 100 men that is needed to bring Biafra? Listen, now if you are not among the 100 men, then you are among those who are destroying. But one thing I will repeat again for you to understand. There's a word that he said. He said that. Okay, men, the mother of Ananya. Don't you know that we have one spirit now, one mind, and we are marching forward? Nanya, what I thought that any man understand without understanding the vision, without understanding the mind of the leader concerning this program of Biafra. What you understand is on your own pocket. But what I also understand is the direction of the leader, Nnamdi Kanu, who has prepared us for movement. Don't you see, people are decided, and they are able. They are able. People by the side, bringing illegal funds. Illegal funds. Where to tap money? Where to tap money? Could they go, not even the IPOB. Somebody called him when he was trying to make he got it at the television, different television. They are taxed on there. They are taxed. Look at the human being. Human being, you are not IPOB. Nobody wounded you. You have no injury. Nobody is fighting you. But you use the opportunity of your fellow man and so forth to make attacks to eat money. Is he not dead? I want to use the opportunity to tell you all lessons. Whenever you are, before you give up money, try to understand where you're giving your money to. Before you give up money, try to find out the place you're giving your money to, because the wolves have come out. Those who are eating in Andaman's labor, they have come out. Those who are dragging clothes in Andaman's labor, they have come out. Those who are moving forward to feed their stomach, they have come out. Do you know the state we are? We are on semi-final. This is semi-final in this movement. This is called semi-final in this movement. And the they will come up to complete the issue. But as many who still stand in this time around, still none they can come up, you're a winner. You're a winner. But I want to tell you, I want to speak the truth before I get down. If Kanu understand, even as well as Kanu understand what he has done, and understand the movement that he has prepared to move, and that's why he said, deputy, Utembefo is my deputy. I am still saying that. He said, Utembefo is my deputy. Whatever he tells you, hear him when I'm not around. And I want to tell you, if we can before make any mistake in any place, we will blame Kanu. We will blame Kanu, not anybody. Because everybody was around when he chose him to be my deputy. We will blame him. Why can't he choose him? Why can't he choose any other man? But he chose him. I mean, and I repeat, I said, if Wilson Mofo or any leader, Wilson Mofo made a mistake, we will hold Kanu. Because he said he will never disappoint him. And that is where we stand. And I want to tell you this time around, let we continue marching with Biafra and the circle to make a move. Biafra has settled to make a move. And that movement, nothing can stop it. That movement, no power, no spirit can stop it, because we are going ahead. We are moving ahead. The Hausa, Fulani, and Yoruba are determined to share money. They are determined to share money. Then, money, you eat money, you buy a car, you die, your children begin to live their life. It's lovely. But I am telling God that now our eyes has now opened. Our eyes is open. In fact, when I saw the video of my people who are suffering in the hospitals. See great, great boys. See great, great boys. That's what I want to tell you. A television, that's not television, is not here to lie. It's not a secret. I have a copy of video of this young man when they were complaining, crying, giving service, how they suffer, how this and that, how they are helped, how everybody protect them, how they stay without food. Quick, I will send it there so that we silence every liar. That we silence everything that lies. Because I believe if people hear them, always say the truth, and it's put forward, we move forward. I don't think I'll stop it. And tomorrow, I am going to bring the names of almost 200 to 300 people who are suffering because they agitated for Biafra without treatment, without any help. They are crying, gritting their teeth. But I know, my people, do not lose your heart. I am speaking to you people because I believe this is what we will see at the end in order to be resurrected, in order to move forward. So my children and my people and my fathers and my mother, let us stand firm in the truth until we see the Afra comes. You are blessed. Which of
he said,
we lift up the Nigeria flag, the Biafran flag on top of the mountain, and no power can stop it down. And the Nigeria flag must fall. Nigeria flag will fall, and we're going to leave. You are blessed. God will comfort you.
God bless you too. He said, Ojukwu, before you go, are you hearing me?
I'm hearing you.
Yes, please, can you repeat the date for the burial again for our people to understand? We have our brother Cletus Maka and Chigozie. Repeat the date for the burial? It's very important, please.
Okay. Burial ceremony, 14th of January. The dead person, Cletus Maka, Enugu State. So, this is the number of his brother. If you want to confirm what I'm saying, 080-33-23-6604. This is a man to be buried on this 14th. And I'm telling you, nobody is thinking how to do it here. And nobody has encouraged people how to do it. Nobody is just concerned. When is 14th? 14th, maybe next tomorrow. Nobody has called for this prayer. And we need to take that control. We need to do something. You see? Okay, this man now, the one in the mortuary, and his people have been worried. Oh, since that time, he's here. His people have been worried. What kind of one would be one? My child is in the mortuary, and nobody has come to my family. Ask me, how about your child? How are you burying your children? How are you burying your son? The only son the mother has, the only son. What a wickedness. You see, look at this. So the boy is in the mortuary. Nobody is taking care. The people still, they begin to worry. What time will you bury my child? Omelalu, no, but I have some protest. Omelalu, that is what the parents were asking. And nobody is taking care. Nobody is talking about it up to now. If this announcement was not made here, they would just carry that child and go and bury. And the nobody will see. They say, the other one, everything is moving fine. My John. We are suffering many things here. We should be open. Many states, they are suffering. I'm very honest with you. So may God help us. Please, we need urgent help so that we can go this barrier and solve this problem. You are blessed, with Emefo. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ojukwume. God bless you and family of IPOB in Biafra Land and around the world. This is Radio Biafra Live Transmission. We are live, we are direct. God Almighty is in charge, and there is no intention to retreat, there is no intention to surrender. And we mean every iota of it. We must observe 1 minute silent in the honor of the memories of our heroes and heroines who paid the ultimate price to have our freedom. The letters of the burial, as Ojukwu has announced, and remains. Our late brother, Cletus Namaka Mwabuisi, the burial will be taking place in Ogun, in Enugu State. And that is on the 14th of January 2016. We also have the body, the remains of our brother, still in mortuary. Chigozie is a Lord Panther, Abia State. And we are asking our people, we are asking all men and women of goodwill to rally around. We are asking every genuine IPOB family members to go for this burial, to stand shoulder to shoulder with the family of our brother who have just paid the ultimate price that may have our freedom. We cannot stand aloof and all these things are happening. They are not alone, and they can never be alone. May the souls of Cletus Nemeka and Chigozie Eze and the souls of all IPOB family members and indeed all Biafran gallant heroes and heroines, men, women and children departed for they paid the ultimate price, continue to rest in the bosom of Chukwuka Abiyama until we meet to part no more. This is not just an empty word. We must match it up with action. We're asking all IPOB family members, family units in Biafra Land to brace up and to attend this burial and to show the world that yes, they did not die in vain. They cannot stand alone. The families cannot stand alone. We are in solidarity with all of you. We will observe 1 minute silent, and after that we continue. By the souls of our gallant heroes and heroines who pay the ultimate price that we may have our freedom, continue to rest in the bosom of Chukwuka Abiyama until we meet to part no more. We are here to do one thing, and that thing is to preach the good news of Biafra. It doesn't matter who is involved. It doesn't matter how many people are there. Biafra must be restored. IPOB family remains one. We are also not forgetting at this particular point in time our brothers and sisters who are still at the hospital and who are undergoing different degrees of pains. We are here to say that you are not alone, and the IPOB family members around the world are in solidarity with all of you. Your pains are our pains. Your joy must be our joy. That is why any injury on any Biafran is an injury to all Biafrans. And that spirit must continue to rule us. We have a number of headlines here. Of course, after that, we will begin to accept calls, and from there we will proceed to ending this program. Buhari insists that Boko Haram has been degraded and says the sect can no longer launch military style attacks. They said that they had completely wiped out Boko Haram, but now Buhari is saying that Boko Haram is degraded and these are men who know what they are doing, speaking with both sides of their mouth. We have defeated Boko Haram, said Chief of Army Staff. And this is also in contradictory terms with reference to Buhari's position. The president of the Zoo called Nigeria on Sunday insisted that the Nigerian military has succeeded in degrading the extremist Boko Haram sect, saying the group can no longer launch military-style attacks as they had done in the past. Mr. Buhari, who spoke at the Interdenominational Church Service to mark the 2016 Armed Forces Remembrance Day at the National Christian Center, Abuja, also called on Nigerians to build on things that unite rather than divide the country in spite of diverse cultures and religions. They are remembering the Nigerian fallen heroes and heroines. But when you talk about Biafra fallen heroes and heroines, you'll be termed or tagged a criminal. That is hypocrisy. That is hypocritical. That is why the IPOB family members around the world are here, to prove them wrong. All over the world, countries remember their foreign heroes and heroines who died in active service. In United Kingdom, it is the same thing. In Berlin, in Germany, it is the same thing. In United States of America, it is the same thing. In Russia, it is the same thing. All over the world, it is the same thing. Even in the contraption called Nigeria, the den of evil called Nigeria, it is the same thing. Why can't Biafran people remember their own people? Why can't Biafran people remember theirs? Millions were massacred in cold blood. Millions were decimated. Millions were singled out for total destruction. And indeed, Buhari, the arch genocidist, was part and parcel of the advanced team of genocidal Nigerian murderous entity that decimated a cross-section of Biafran population in Owerri precisely. And today, he remained unrepentant. Today, he is continuing to kill Biafrans in their numbers. Today, he is continuing to torture, to subject to all manner of inhuman and degrading treatment, the leader of indigenous people of Biafran and the Kanu, and the world is watching helplessly and looking the other way. This is a man that has continued to flout court orders. This is a man that has continued to disobey court orders. This is a man that has no respect for human rights. This is a man that has no respect for human life. And he was railroaded into power by omens, courtesy of the help given to him by the British government and the United States government. Today, Buhari is... he is a disgrace to international community. He is not supposed to be in power. Buhari is not supposed to be controlling anything that has to do with democracy, because he has no basic knowledge of what democracy is all about. He does not understand what human rights is all about. He does not understand what court orders is or are. Buhari is a sore incident in the history of mankind, and he should be put where he belongs. Despite all these, despite all the disobedience to court orders, despite all the human rights abuses that he is perpetrating, the entire populace are helpless. Nigerians are helpless. Nigerian Bar Association is helpless. Nigerian judges are helpless. The labor movement are helpless. Captains of industries are the same thing. Members of the academia are helpless. University lecturers, both non-academic and academic staff of the Nigerian universities, are helpless and clueless about what to do. Students cannot do anything. You have professors and lawyers, and you have academics among them. They have kept mute. You have religious men and women. They have kept mute. They cannot say anything in the face of injustice. The only bold one that have come out is Reverend Father Mbaka, who, of course, has gone on the wrong side of history.
He has not come to condemn injustice. He has come to acknowledge it. He has come to praise Buhari, the devil himself, the arch supporter of terrorism, the arch genocidist who has given in to continuing killing of Biafrans, to incessant killing of Biafrans with impunity. He derived joy from it. He is obviously happy when Biafrans are dying. We can't let him do that against our leader Nnamdi Kanu, because this is his last bus stop. He has come out boldly and without any shame, without any equivocation, and made it clear that he is the one holding our leader Nnamdi Kanu. And the question to the British government is, what are you doing about it? This is your citizen, and Nnamdi Kanu is entitled to all the privileges that are accrued to British citizens. Why are you keeping quiet? Dual citizenship does not matter when the victim is helpless and vulnerable. That is the case with our leader Nnamdi Kanu. The British government has no excuses to give. If anything happens to Nnamdi Kanu, the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, the leader of emerging Biafra nation, then the British government must be held accountable. Because not only that, they know that he is being subjected to torture, albeit via all prohibited torture techniques in international law. They are also collaborating with the Nigerian government. If you are not, you have to do something. And the wisest thing to do is to repatriate the leader of this emerging nation called Biafra back to Britain. It doesn't matter the interest you have in Biafra and in the contraption called Nigeria and the zoo called Nigeria. What matters is that you are under obligation. The Torture Convention made it mandatory that you cannot allow somebody who is under your control. The European Convention on Human Rights is an obligation that you must keep. It places an obligation on you that you do not allow anybody who is under your control, who is under your jurisdiction, not to talk of your citizen, to be sent to a territory that he will be subjected to torture and inhuman and degrading treatment. Today, that is happening where our leader Nnamdi Kanu is. You cannot pretend as if you don't know. You have done something, but it is not enough. Now you are, of course, feigning ignorance. We are telling you that your citizen is being subjected to the most outrageous experience, torture, and all manner of degrading treatment, and it's still ongoing. You must do something now. You did not know, perhaps, but we are not telling you. Repatriate Nnamdi Kanu back to Britain and let him come and be taken care of, because his health is degrading. He has serious health condition, and as such must be rescued from the hands of this man called Buhari, who is an genocidist, who has every inch of the way made his intention known that he was not going to leave our leader Nnamdi Kanu. Now is the time. This is a man that, of course, knows much about Boko Haram, because they helped him to come to power. Today he's speaking with both sides of his mouth. Boko Haram is a franchise under Hausa Fulani politicians. They have their own share. They have their own franchise in Boko Haram. There are Boko Haram terrorists who are under their different controls. Buhari has his. The arms deal, the arms scandal is part of it. These are politicians who have been scampering for one influence or the other. They try to finance thugs, anarchists to protect them. Buhari is not exonerated. Buhari is touting himself as anti-corruption crusader or czar. But today, he is as corrupt as anybody he is prosecuting. Because, first of all, before he even came into power, he accepted looted funds, and specifically from River State Treasury, made possible by the former governor of River State, Rotimi Amaechi, and today a minister in Buhari's government. Buhari knew fully well that that money was being stolen or being siphoned or being looted at the time from the River State Treasury, and he accepted it. What moral ground has Buhari to fight corruption in the first place? Not only that, Buhari made sure that he made Rotimi Amaechi a minister, even when there was a probe against him. Buhari's political associates are all corrupt politicians and looters. And these are some of the things that, after looking at, you begin to ask yourself, who is the man Buhari? Is he actually what he propagates or projects to the world to see and acknowledge? You begin to ask yourself why Buhari cannot, under democratic setting, know that there are three arms of government, at least in this zoo called Nigeria: the executive, the legislature, and the judiciary. How can't he know the basic things and tenets of democracy, that there are separation of powers? How can Buhari know that the court orders are meant to be obeyed? But he flouted it. He did not give a damn. He took laws into his hands, and today he remains the same. He is adamant, and he's not changing. And the world is looking the other way. Buhari is an accident in history of mankind, in 21st century politics. We're asking every human being that cares for life to stand up against this man. We expected a revolution. We are expecting one. Because do not think that Buhari has done this to this person or has done it to the other person, of course, his political enemies. It will get to all of you at some point, and you will cry the cry of your lives. At that time, it might be too late. That is why all men and women who still have conscience must stand up and challenge the status quo. But of course, what is happening today is nemesis to the contraption and the zoo called Nigeria, because Nigeria is built for total destruction, because it is evil on its own. The blood of innocent Biafrans spilled, the souls of innocent Biafrans wasted and asking for vengeance. And Nigeria and Nigerians will never know peace until it collapses and dismembers, and from its ashes, the original owners of the land will emerge. They are the indigenous peoples lumped together in this same contraption called Nigeria. Among them are Biafrans, the only vocal among all the indigenous identities in that contraption called Nigeria. And we do not intend to retreat, we do not intend to surrender until Biafra is restored, until our leader Nnamdi Kanu is released unconditionally, and until he comes back to us to continue the good work that God Almighty Chukwuka Abiyama has given to him. This is where the Biafra live transmission, we are live, we are direct, and God Almighty is in charge. Switzerland to transfer another $300 million Abacha loot to Nigeria, according to minister. And the question is, why is everybody talking about Abacha loot? What is happening to IBB's loot? What is happening to Absalami Abubakar's loot? What is happening to Buhari's loot? What is happening to Obasanjo's loot? What is happening to T.Y. Danjuma's loot? You see, they cannot talk. Buhari cannot even talk. They are powerful when it comes to Abacha, because Abacha is no more. Of course, we are not supporting corruption and corrupt practices. But the question is, why are you selective? You are after Abacha because Abacha is dead. What is happening to those who are living? Why can't you step on toes and recover all their loot? The government of Switzerland is prepared to transfer to the Nigerian government another $300 million recovered from the family of former military ruler Sani Abacha. Foreign Minister Joe Godfrey Onyema announced on Monday. The money is part of an estimated $5 billion stolen and stashed in foreign accounts by the late dictator. Nigeria has in the past 10 years received over $1 billion from the Swiss and American governments. But there are ongoing concerns with respect to the past administration. The question is still here. All these monies, all these funds looted, where do they come from? Of course, from Biafra land. From the proceeds of the crude oil that came from Biafra land. And the question again is, how much of these crude products do the Biafrans have? I can tell you almost nothing. Because the oil wells have been divided among the Hausa Fulani politicians and their Yoruba counterparts. They have refineries abroad. They sell the crude oil to themselves, to their companies abroad, to their foreign partners. And they take this oil, crude oil products, and refine it. And then bring it back into the contraption called Nigeria. And the ordinary masses are forced to buy it because they have no choice. This is wicked. And this is an abomination. And that is why Nigeria can never know peace. The resources from Biafra land has turned into a curse for the Biafrans. The resources from Biafra land is being used to kill Biafrans, to massacre them in large numbers. They are built for total destruction, for total extermination. They are being singled out because they are the people of God. We must stand up and be counted. This is Radio Biafra live transmission. We are live, we are direct, and God Almighty is in charge. Number to call remains +447 405 964146, +447 405 964146. Once again, somebody is still sending a message. I did not authorize anybody to write anything on my behalf.
And before anything, you must clarify a number of people who have nefarious purposes to accomplish are writing things in my name, and I never authorized anybody. Very important. I will now go to the line now to bring in one of our brothers. Can you hear me, Emmanuel?
Yes, Uchemefo, good evening, sir.
Yeah, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for the analyzing the news for people again. Great dear friends, I greet you all in the name of Tuku Kikiadiama. My name remains Emmanuel Tuku from Russian Federation. I'm from Enugu State in Kano local government area, Biafra land. Our tweeting continues as always, because we have to tell the world what is going on to our people. We have to tell the world how we are suffering in Nigeria. We have to tell the world how the Yoruba, how South Fulani are joining hands together to defeat us, to destroy our properties all over where we are living, in all over the country, Nigeria. And I would like to talk about the Nigerians are honoring their heroes who died in the war, maybe in Biafran war. But I would like to tell our Biafran people all over the world that if you start counting 1 to 6 million, I think a day you cannot finish. When you start counting from 1, 2, 3 to 6 million, a day you cannot finish. That is the people we lost in that war. Only that war we lost 6 million from this Hausa Fulani with the help of British and other people. But the people responsible is the people Hausa Fulani and Yoruba. So we all know that if we calculate this 6 million, if your family, your brother, your sister, your auntie, your uncle, one of them must be among that 6 million who died, why don't you come out for us to restore our country, for us to honor them as we're supposed to honor them? Because we cannot honor them now. The Nigerian cannot give us the ability, and they're thinking us. So if we join hands together, we can have Biafra in this 2016, and we can continue to honor our hero and heroes all over the world. We cannot forget other people who were shot in the time of protest. Into my heart, I would say they are my hero, who died for my behalf, who died for our behalf. They are our hero, and we will honor them when we get our Biafra. Those people in hospital now, I tell you the truth, these people, their mark will be the hero of Biafra when Biafra comes. Anywhere you are in the hospital, I want to tell you, brothers, that you are our living hero, and we will give you the due respect when Biafra comes, because we will never let you go. We will show you that respect, that you came out and show your love for your country, and you take bullets for your country. So what I want to say, in this struggle, even you are a PhD holder or doctor degree holder, or even any degree in education, as long you are not called by Tuku Kikiadiama in this struggle, you are not welcome in this family, because this family is a chosen people. It's a chosen Biafran that will bring Biafran for us. It's a chosen family, and if you are one of them, believe me, you are the chosen one that God has called, because this cause is for Tuku Kikiadiama. Our leader is in enemy camp. I 100% believe that our leader will be out, and he will join us, and we will glorify the name of Tuku Kikiadiama in his time. Great Biafrans, this struggle, we must continue doing what is necessary. We just entered a new year 2016, we have to take everything into action. Because most African people, they love advice, they love good advice, and they take good advice, but they do not put it into action. But if it is a European or any white man, if they know that this advice is very good and it's useful, they will put it into action and get the deal done and get everything done. Please, let's learn from any good advice in this Radio Biafran and put it into action for us to have Biafran. Because our children have to be proud of us. This is our generation. Our hope is only Biafran. We don't have hope in Nigeria. You also know these people, they destroy their things in Lagos. Now they will, it's like they will come back to their senses, if they will come back to their senses. But if they will not, I think the worst will come to their lives, and they will understand it's only Biafran. It's our holy hope. Because Hausa Fulani do not love you. Yoruba do not love you. And they have been proving it time and again. In any field, they will prove it that they do not love you. So what can we do? It's to come home and join together and build our country. And the country is for our children. It's not for us today. We just to build it for our children to be proud of us. So I'm calling to all dear friends. This is the hour, this is the time. Please, rise up, stand up for your children, for your generation. Don't do it for yourself, because if you keep doing it for yourself, you will be doing for a game. Even Gerita, you will be thinking what you will achieve in this struggle. Don't do it for yourself, do it for your children, please. I want to talk about the pastors, because since I'm going to church, all what the pastor always preach is about breakthrough and success. And most of the time, they always talk about the book of Malachi 3:10. I find it hard in that country, Zoo, called Nigeria, to see one pastor who will come out and talk about the Ten Commandments of God. Great Biafran, do you know that this Ten Commandments is the direct law of God itself, given by Moses? But these days, the pastor has kept it aside. They are not talking about it because they know it's very, very hurtful and it's very, very raw. They are giving it raw. So they want the easy path for you to follow. Breakthrough, success. If you give, God will give you. So this is how we are, this is what they are always telling us in the church. That's why I'm calling you. I tell you that since Fulani is killing us, each time the Hausa Fulani and Yoruba are killing us, because we are not reading the Bible ourselves. If you want this killing of the Biafran people to stop, I will suggest to read the book of Deuteronomy 19:20-21, and put it into action. I believe you, this killing of the Hausa Fulani will stop, because that chapter should tell you enough. Uche, if you permit me, I would like to read this chapter for brothers and sisters all over the world. Deuteronomy 19:20.
Go ahead, if you just go ahead, please.
Okay, now I read from 20. And those who remain shall hear and fear, and year after they shall not again commit such evil among you. Your eyes shall not pity anyone. Life shall be for life, and eyes for eyes, tooth for tooth, and hand for hand, foot for foot. If we all know that the Bible tells us that anything that the Hausa Fulani people did to us, we have to pay them back so that it will not repeat itself. But if we keep following the Christianity doctrine, that if they slap you here, you have to be cowardly to look around for them to slap you from the other side. I assure you, they will keep killing us and keep killing us, and nothing will happen. So we have to go back to Deuteronomy 19, verse 19, chapter 19 to 20 to 21. And read from that place. They will tell you exactly how to do with these people who always kill us. And what I want to talk to the Nigerians all over the world, they are Nigerians. As long as British country called Nigeria, the British creation called Nigeria still stands, your suffering as a Nigerian will continue to the end of this country. Because the creation of this country, Nigeria, is for you to suffer, and for the British people to keep living in your suffering. So I'm calling all Nigerians to stand firm, and to reject this British creation called Nigeria. For your suffering to be easy for you, because they implanted their agents called Hausa Fulani people. They are the one ruling the country called Nigeria since the creation of the country called Nigeria. So we are calling on you to stand firm, to stop your children not to suffer future, because this one, your children will be, the future will be worse if you do not stand up. And I will also call you to stop investing if you want the British Empire to stop in your life. Because why the British is using the Hausa Fulani to get their own commission in that country called Nigeria, your suffering will continue. So we are calling on you, all Nigerians, to stop investing in that country called Nigeria. If it is possible for you to stop banking in that country called Nigeria and bank in with other neighboring countries, or you keep saving your money, I believe you, before this year, Nigeria will fall and British Empire will fall and Africa will rise. We are calling on you to do this, because this is for your children also. Because we, the Biafran, have already choose one path to get our own country. We are going. So and we already know the fate of our children. So, but if you choose to remain with the British for them to keep suffering you, that is your choice. But our choice as the Biafran, we are going home, and Biafran is for everybody. We can welcome everybody when time comes, when we restore our country. Our country is for everybody to come. If you can keep the law of the country. So, and I want to tell our people all over in Biafra land that you keep strong. Our director, Nnamdi Kanu, is a great man. He has shown himself many, many times. They have tried to bring him down, but he's telling you that he loves you more than you love yourself. So you have to stand firm no matter how the condition, no matter how the situation. What Nnamdi Kanu wants you to do is for you to stand firm, not to look weak in the presence of your enemy. So I'm calling on you in Biafra land, please unite as ever before. Mbanke, Urobo, Ishekiri, all those places are our people. We are one people. We are calling on you to unite so that we can fight one battle and get our freedom for our children. So I would like to stand by now to allow our brothers to call in to give their view. But as long as we are in this country, Russian Federation, we are doing our best, and we know that Biafra must be restored. So we don't need to talk anything in on air, but by the grace of God, things will continue to change this year. So Uchemefo, thank you for your hard work, and keep riding us until our director, Nnamdi Kanu, our leader, will come out. Thank you very much, Uchemefo, and God bless you.
Thank you very much, Emmanuel, for that, and may God bless you too, and bless all the family of IPOB in Russia and around the world. Thank you very much. The number to call is +447 405 9614, +447 405 9614. Call on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? The next caller, your name and where you are. Can you hear me?
Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, this is Oke Tukwuobi from Manchester. I'm calling this evening to thank Kabiama for the Biafran people. Please, I want to find out regarding the upcoming court case in U.S. When is it, please?
You are talking about oncoming case in U.S. and you're asking me
Biafra and the zoo.
As far as I know, it's on the 14th, or bearing any last minute change.
Okay, it's important that our people know, and those of them who are in the United States, who are living in different states, also to understand this day and be able to come in the court, just as the director said, that everybody should put on white that day. It's very important that you make this clear to our people, so that they will come that day.
Are you making the announcement? I have announcement lined up here for me to make.
Okay.
So if you are telling our people, you tell them.
Yeah, I can't be able to speak on the radio every day, so that's why I'm just saying, because as you are on the mic, they will hear better.
Of course, I'm going to announce it.
Yeah. Secondly, also trying to want also for you to continue to thank you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I will tell as many as I can, but it's important also with all our brothers all over the world, it's important that you know, even from the comment I'm making now, that we have this court hearing. Our deputy, I want to know, there are a lot of our people who are, it's important that you make our people to be in their spirits, active as they were, and continue, because we will never lose this battle, we will always overcome, we will win. But we have to be in united mind and also listening and working together as one people, in order for us to achieve what we want to achieve. And another thing I want to say, if somebody called and make certain comment, like sometimes somebody called from Manchester and said that somebody want to open a radio station in Manchester, it's totally lie and bonkers. And there's nothing like that in Manchester, or anyone from here is doing that. Biafra is one and will continue to be one. So if somebody makes such ridiculous statements, you should ask him to go to his coordinator, or you call the coordinator in Manchester and ask him what is going on,
You lecturing me here, you want to make any comments or you just want to, you're from Manchester.
Yeah, I'm from Manchester.
And you don't know what you guys are doing Manchester. There. Or what?
What we are doing?
Yes.
You have never
heard about people planning to set up a new registration?
There is nothing like that. There's nothing like that, Uchemefo. All those things are gossip.
Look, if
It's true. This, what I'm telling you is the truth.
This is not gossip, okay? And if you like, after
it is,
all
it
this,
is, it is,
my
it
brother,
is
see,
gossip
if,
and people who don't know what they are talking about. It's true. So people like this, if they come up on air to divide us, you
can
have
you,
to kick them off.
Can you go ahead, please?
Yeah. So that is our coordinator here is a strong Biafra and continue to be, and we are together to achieve Biafra. But I want people who come up to say things they don't know, they should shut up their mouths if they don't know what to say.
Look, my brother, if you want to, you are obviously from that place, right? If you want evidence, I will give you evidence. I don't want to continue on this, but if you push it further, I will give you evidence. So don't just come and say, if you want to make any contribution, make a contribution, please.
What I am telling you is exactly what is in Manchester. Nothing. If anybody wants to blackmail Manchester, if the person don't know what is to say, they should shut his mouth, because everybody in Manchester is working towards one goal to achieve Biafra. And if they don't know what they should say, they should close their mouth. You understand? Because Manchester has gone to many MPs here regarding the restoration of Biafra, and we are working to one goal. The thing is that we have to also work with one another in the hierarchy.
After backstabbing and blackmailing, right?
Nobody is backstabbing or blackmailing.
Biafra
is
not for sale, right? Have you finished?
What I am saying is Biafra in Manchester, it's very, very important that whenever you hear our meeting on air, that you come together and discuss about the restoration of our country. It's very, very important that we listen to announcement and come to our meetings. God bless you, Biafras all over the world. And God bless Biafra in Manchester. Thank you.
It is very important that we understand the importance of the oath we took. And what is happening over there in Manchester is nothing to write home about. I don't want to dwell on this, but it is very important that people understand where they are trading. We understand our capabilities and our limitations. Very important. Chukwu Okike Abiyama is in control. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. He's not talking. The next caller, your name and where you are.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Hello, my name is Evono. My name is Evono and I'm calling from Spain.
Right, thank you very much. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I wanted to speak to the rural people. I don't know if I'll have the opportunity to.
Of course, go ahead. We are one. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. Robo Wado, Omele Wono, Vioni Ama, Ama Ketro, Ama Koma Kugwe Egori Biafra. Fokidi, Kwa Wusana, I was one year off. Aya atani akago ihwa usa ujoja aya nikan la yo ebiko rubu eko magbeo a mebe be ho duari na je waru oboyin na a je wa mebe be ho yuba na je waru na ko ye chiya aya atani aka toto gbeyin owo je ka la oma a ere he ri ore re ame ko tani yo ye ije jani imoto sha jan ha urupe Uhuru, Amiviru, Ihiro, Alaji Wapiwa Ruto, Alaji Ubearo, Tieta Omoi Wari, shine your eye. Ikuna shine your eye, yo. Because if you not do any, choose wrong team, not go see any, Urugu people. Join your hand, come together, and fight for this one cause. Don't let anybody start deceiving you about this South, South, Southeast. We are all one people. Of course, I know my family members will be listening as I'm talking right now. And I hope that they know that I'm standing for the right cause. And I wish and pray that they stand for the right cause as well. I want to use this opportunity as well to speak to the people who are back home, who pray, who call themselves Christians. Please, it is time to research before you worship. Don't worship just anything you see. Worship just anything that is brought to you. I sit down and I thought about a lot of things. Before Christianity came into Nigeria, what did we used to worship? Could it be that we are calling on the wrong gods to come and save us? Have you ever seen a father who would give you a gun to kill his own son? I doubt if that will ever happen. And that is why I think we should sit down and do some research and then go back in time to that thing that we used to do. How we used to call on our father, the creator of the universe. In Igbo, they call him Chukwu Abiama. In Urhobo, we call him Ohene. It is time to stand and stand on the right course. Be on the right path. Not just doing anything that we are told. I'd like to use this opportunity to thank the people in Malaga, in Spain. I'm very grateful. I met them recently and I'm very proud of them. I use this opportunity to say a very wonderful thanks to our director, even if he's not hearing, if I've never even heard his voice before. But I know I'm on the right path. And I pray that the Most High touches the heart of every one of my Urhobo people, is your people, is Shekiri, to be on the right path. Thank you very much. And with this, I'll say have a good evening. Have a nice evening rest. Thank you, Mr. I don't know your name very well, but I'm sorry. Thank you very much.
My name is Uchemefo. Thank you very much. And God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you. This was the Biafra live transmission. We are live. We are direct. God Almighty is in charge. Irrespective of the machinations of the enemy. They will gather. They will plot. But they will fail in the end. Biafra is not for sale. Biafra is not to be politicized. And certainly not our leader's situation. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello, good evening, sir.
Yeah, good evening. Welcome to the program.
My name is Simon Patrick Ifunache. I come from Joshua Street in Ogeja, Iyala. But right now I'm calling you from Ikecha.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I want to thank you for the good work that you have been doing for us. I'm very, very happy. From 2 days, we have not been getting our radio in Ogeja here. But I thank God that last week, everything is doing well. So I thank you. And what I want to ask is that, hello?
Yes, hello? We are listening. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to know when our director is coming out for our case on the 15th. Is he going to come to us so that let you know what to be doing? That's what I want to ask.
When director is going to come to court and we have the information, we will announce it.
Okay, sir. I will want you to give me I want to talk with my fellow Russian people in my dialect.
Yes, please, go ahead.
Okay. Yala, and David Wa, I mean, Simon Patrick, my channel. And you can't like how to make sure Yala. I like to be a gentleman, a Yana or Ma, a woman or Ma, a Roma, a Gan, Biafra, man, I was from my Biafra. Organization to make a war to be a man. I mean, more for to be a dollar, so I'm going to have a little bit of a problem. I'm going to have a little bit of a problem. But in my actual moment, I'm going to have a little bit of a problem. So I'm going to have a little bit of a problem. I'm going to have a little bit of which is our little journey. It came with Oyana or Oyana or Baba actually, you get the alum. Oh, it's a little place for that. So that, again, I got a lot of people for us. That's a little one of my estimates. I did very happy. That's a fun thing. So, Mikachina,
yes, hello, speaking. Go ahead.
So, that is what I thank you so much.
Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you.
All right, sir. All right.
Thank you. Next caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? The next caller, can you hear me?
Yeah. Uchima for the deputy. I'm calling. My name is Ogana Uchiko Lisa. Calling from Ugocha.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the program. Go ahead.
I'm so much happy for you. All the while I was director of broadcasting, I never bothered myself to call. I'm a diehard Biafra, and I have interest of Biafra. Since I was born, I was a little boy. Wherever I go, I see a book of written Biafra and the Juku. I keep on buying them. I keep on reading. So when this issue of Biafra came up this time, someone was sitting my satellite and it just showed me that it's very beautiful. Since that day to today, I don't miss to listen. I can even buy food to listen from month to night. Then, the surprising thing that when all the calls they're going, I never miss anyone. I'm so much happy that when we go the first time the director came out, I went to the city and I shook him. I said, "Watch me, I organize. I had him. So go ahead." Then the top one, the one at the Supreme Court, the Gordon Bell, I was the second person the interview after the Karen Junior. So look at my impact. I'm so much happy. These people call out of line or oligarchy. They're killing us. We don't know what to do. They're dealing with us. I have experience. 1993, when I went to jam to grab student information, now OAUS, they said whoever that got 200 will get admission, will get admission letter. And I waited, I didn't see that. I can't actually win that. Could you imagine that me, as a woman, I got 200, did not get admission, but Alpha Man got 200 and didn't have admission. So look at the travel, it is not too much. Look at the criminals everywhere. From 1946 to 1956, they be killing us. What happened in Denmark? They're not even concerned Igbo man, they're not concerned Afro man, and they tap on the shop. Where are we going to? And I'm so much disappointed by Ohayed Ndibu. Ohayed Ndibu, have we ever get up to speak concerning Nandekan? And also, those people who are representing us in this assembly, have we ever brought the topic of Nandekan in the floor of the National Assembly? Look at when the program came up. Every time the Northerners that are talking about Boko Haram in the Senate, even to talking about to give the amnesty, people that are killing human beings, burning properties. Are we going to be one? Tell me how. I look at Nigeria, before the 1914, Kujamu gave me Nigeria. We have our own land living. We don't have anything to do with Yoruba. We don't have anything to do with Asama. We are always stand, and I believe we have correct which we are believing. We don't have anything to do with them. But what happened? They're not bring laws to be amalgamation. Put the whole world, there's no way they have amalgamation. There's no way they have Satan. You see how they're going to come around dividing us so that we have a problem with our borders. Look at these are the things that people are not doing. Look at people, our elders, our elite, I'm not talking about. Look at the problematic. being the deputy senate and this assembly, it cannot even come up to a pleasure hotel. They are leaving our people killing every day. Look at Obiano, everybody killing our people, joining with Asaman, killing Igbos, killing after killing the Biafras. And what I'm trying to do now, I'm bringing a suggestion this time around. In 2016, we are not going back. And I'm not going back, but we are going to stage super mega protest that will be on the one, either will be in one place. We are not going to do protest today and leave tomorrow. We will start for 30 days. Not 30 days, if done, every day we are not going anywhere. I will not go to start the protest 10 o'clock and end up 2 o'clock. We will start 10 o'clock to the U.S. Biafra, to the world here, to our governor. Because I remember when we went to the court, death out. I left to some soon or so. Said, look, if we are coming the other time of the adjournment, if you are not going to give us our generator, what we are going to do, we are going to block the bridge, we are going to block our bank, we are going to block all the major sites, we are going to block them. So by the time we came, because I was there, by the time we came, they didn't give us any news that the magistrate's father is dead, he's going to come. I said, ask again, and I started the protest in Abuja. I have never missed any court with going but all the time, the first feet or sister, I've been there. So the last one that they brought the letter at the Supreme Court. That's where I was now, and because we really heard about it. Because some of us have really mortgaged our lives concerning Biafra, and we are ready to have a Biafra. I'm doing business, but I don't mind looking at the business. Some people ask me, why are you leaving business and doing and going for Biafra? I say, yes, Biafra is me, I miss Biafra. Not just me, I miss Biafra. Whatever thing that happens, and the one I'm going out, I'll tell my people, see, anytime you ask him, pick me. We are not going to live in Nadi. We are going with him, wherever he's going to. And whatever he's telling us, all the prophets they have given, all of it is happening now. Because he told us that time shall come, that this shall happen today, it's going to happen. Tell me how you, as a human being, listen to this thing that coming, and I said that therefore must come, whether they like it or not. So this is what I'm going to contribute to. And I don't know how I want to be contributing all the time, because this line always engaged, always busy. So I'm not deputy coordinator, but I'm helping them. Not that I wanted anything from there. I wanted to see how they're organizing things. So I wanted that any number I was getting to be talking to. One time we're meeting, I was with Ojukwu and the new national coordinator. So I don't know how I'll be getting number of the calling that they said that I'll be seeing you and be missing up. I think we that connect us in Nigeria or in Biafra.
Yes, you can call this number. You can call this number at any time.
I don't know if there's any good number. I have to call Mission Connect. If there's a special number that I can call it, so that I have to commit every day, because I have a lot of things to be saying. And I have read them books concerning Biafra, concerning Africa, concerning Nigeria. I have not much smarting. That's what I
needed.
I'll contact you
guys
anywhere I can get number. I can
be
reaching you.
I will call you after the broadcast.
Okay, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, and God bless. Next caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? Next caller, your name and where you are. Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Hello?
Yes, hello. I am hearing you. The world is listening. Go ahead, please.
Okay. Please. My name is Joshua. I'm calling from Mobile.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Yes.
Go ahead. Not sure what is happening. The next caller, your name and where you are.
I want to thank you for all you have been doing for us. Hello?
Yes, hello. Good evening. Thank you very much. Welcome to the program. Go ahead.
Okay, my name is Siri Chukwemeka Mbebu. I think I'm calling from Igbota. I thank you for all you have been doing for us. And in fact, I want to invite all our brethren that are here in Igbota. I want you people to be resolute. Be together. Because the Bible said, together we stand. and the divided we will fall. I want all of us to be together and work in one accord so that we will get Biafra. Because there are enemies who are looking at us. They want us to fall, but we will.
Not sure still what is happening. The next caller on the phone, your name and where are the numbers or the calls cough at some point?
Not sure what is happening.
Hello, good evening, sir.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
Yes, sir. My name is Ihan Acho Ebenezer. I'm calling you from Ibadan.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. I want to appreciate, so much appreciate what you are doing. Coming out for free, the Biafra friends. I say, my chico card, and I continue to bless you in Jesus' name.
He said, we appreciate your contribution. Go ahead, please.
All I want to say is that no matter what the zoo, soldiers do, or the policemen, they should know and be aware that we are watching. And when whatever thing they do against our director, Nnamdi Kanu, they will never go scot free. Our revenge.
Yes, go ahead. No, it's no more talking. The next caller, your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, Uche, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Welcome to the program.
Okay, Uche, good evening, please. Which as I do my protocol, I don't use to thank because we can only thank ourselves when Biafra come. I want to make some little bit announcement. My name is Maze Onuzurike Amande from Stuttgart, Germany.
Thank you. Welcome.
Okay, thank you. Before I continue, I want to first of all thank the IPOB generally in German altogether and around my region, which is Stuttgart. I want to thank the hardcore Biafrans around us here. They know themselves. There is no need of mentioning names. That our usual meeting is always first week of every first week of the month. Every first Saturday of the month, please. First Saturday of the month. If you want to always come to meet you, I will announce the number which you will use to reach us as I proceed. Uche, second announcement is the indigenous people of Biafra around Stuttgart, Baden-Württemberg, all around this region in Baden-Württemberg, Stuttgart, will be having demonstration on 16th of January 2016. We call it demonstration here, is the language that we used to take. So whether it is protest or demonstration, we are going to have demonstration in Stuttgart, in Ulm, on 16th January 2016. Please, everybody's advised to join this chorus. Because what Nnamdi Kanu have laid down, he's not doing it for his family, he's not doing it for the... You know, the guy is king. He's not doing it for the wife. As Ojukwu said, his wife now have child. But this man, my Lord, is in prison, languishing. So that's why it is very important. The ideology that this guy laid down, not die. I want to advise all the members of APOB around Stuttgart, Karlsruhe, Tubingen, Freiburg, Constance, the people in Switzerland opposite us here, they should come and join this chorus. We want to make it special one to tell the government of the region that we want our freedom. Secondly, this protest will be coming on 16th January 2016, next Saturday. If you want to join us from Stuttgart here, you can reach my coordinator, which is, the number to call is 01735-137-322. Or you call me, Deputy Coordinator, Mazi Onuzurike, 01575-941240. I repeat the number again, or you call Osi Nwogo, 01737071376. Let me repeat the coordinator number again, Chineke Mam, 01735137322. Or you call me, as I said. Please, before I drop Uche, I want to also use this opportunity to advise every Biafra. As you said last time, that each one of us, not necessarily all the members, but each, because each member have where he lives, they have regional government in Europe. Let everybody write a letter and took this letter and go to them, as I have done myself. You keep your evidence, write a letter, you go to your regional government, give them the letter, you ask them that you want to have a round table with them. They will do it for you. They are white people. They have sympathy. They know our problem. This will be a part of putting our struggle to soundboard, to let each one of them from grassroots to know what we are fighting for, so that they will come to our rescue in the contraption called the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Uche, finally, I want to thank all the IPOB in Biafra land that what they started way in abroad, or the hardcore Biafra in abroad, let me use that word, we never leave them by the side. I am thanking everybody in Biafra land. Ojukwu, I can see what you are doing. Maybe you don't know me. I have attended meeting in Odoakpo from Germany here, but not everything you do in this struggle you talk. Continue your work. Please, Biafrans, this struggle is not for Uche Mafo. If Uche Mafo is not strong in this struggle, let him drop out. Nobody is above the law in this struggle. Biafrans, we have suffered a lot in Nigeria. We have suffered a lot in hands of Yoruba and the Hausa people. They don't like us, but they still need us. They need our oil. They need our woman. They need our everything we have, but they don't like us. We are criminals. We are this. Why can't they leave us to go our own way? It is very important to remind the Zoological Republic of Nigeria that the time has come for them to leave us so that we will go our separate way. There will be no negotiation about Biafra. There will be no roundtable discussion about Biafra with them. We need Biafra, and Biafra is our destination. Uche, thank you very much. That is the announcement I want to make. I want people to keep it on.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and God bless you, and keep on keeping on too. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra live transmission, and God Almighty is in charge. In this caller on the line, your name and where you are, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Hello, I'm speaking from Enugu. Kunima Budu is my name. I called you today and the line went off and I have to call you again.
Right, welcome to the program.
I want to appreciate you for your effort. I want to appreciate the father of Nando Kano, the brother, the wife, the mother, and everybody, because of their willing spirit. It is said for any willing spirit is just to be under the control of the wise self. I also want to appreciate God for the wisdom, knowledge God has given you, especially the youth in the form. I thank God for your determination. Save time with that number, therefore is your spirit. And it must come into your spirit. The battle, God is fighting our battle, and the battle is going on towards the direction, a good direction, and we must get there. But I want to make one or two points. I hope you are hearing me and the world is listening.
Go ahead.
About the marker of a person. The Bible told us, whether you like it or believe it, by their fruit you shall know them. And in the secular world, we are told by their action you shall know them. And in the marker says is a man of God. The Bible says that if you obey those in authority, Mbaka refused to beg those in authority when the nation was there. Instead of him to go and admonish or counsel or advise the nation, he came out openly to destroy the nation. It is not of God. And the Bible told us again, if you are neither hot or cold, that you will spill out from the mouth. Mbaka has not only taken a stand that he is Christian. He is having a direct romance with infidels, with unbelievers, people who do not know God, with the Philistines. And I began to wonder if Mbaka is truly a man of God. I am not condemning him, but I want to tell you also that many are called to your children. Even on the last day, those that first perform miracles will say to the Lord, did I not do this in your name? And God will say, get behind me, I do not know you. But it is not for me to judge or to condemn. But if Mbaka returns, God will accept him back. God is telling Mbaka to come back and amend his ways and his sin. He will accept him back. Or else it will be very disastrous. Because he will close the temple of party who takes it back. But I want to tell you, we must not lose hope. We must get there. And I want to tell you that therefore must finish very strong. And what shall live to see when it will come to pass. And I want to talk about the Buhari himself. I'm 35 with that number, but I've gotten to his burial age. He has gotten to his funeral age. He's just 1 foot to his graveyard. And he's fighting the last battle. And he will not get there. Because Almighty God is with us. He knows the battle we are facing. And all those that are behind Buhari himself, I want to tell you that Nand is more than 1 million people of Nigeria. And if anything happens to Nand, all those that are very close to Buhari will pay this price. They don't have any purpose to tell them this. Hello.
Yes, go ahead. I don't know what's going on. Can you hear me? No. I will now go to Skype. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Mazime 4.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you very much for taking my call. My name is Obidi Obiena. I am calling you from Los Angeles, California. But I do hail from Albany, dimly local government area of Biafra land. And by the special grace of God, I'm one of the principal servants here in the United States.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, my brother, I want to thank you so much for keeping up the good job. You are doing exactly what you used to tell us to keep on keeping on. And I do want to appreciate you. I want to say, begin by saying thanks to Chukwu Okike Abiyama, the Most High God, who has made it possible for us to see this new day. And I want to say thank you to Most High Chukwu Okike Abiyama for the life of our director and all the work that he has already accomplished. I just have a couple of announcements. Before the announcements, I do want to tell our First Lady congratulations. Our First Lady, congratulations for our new addition to the family. And we will continue to pray for you. We are already doing so. So wherever you are, please receive that prayer, for God is not sleeping. And I always ask you to be patient with us. God is alive. Your husband will come out and join the family as proposed by God Almighty. And I do remember what our director says. He says, if not Chukwu Okike Abiyama that sent him to do this job, may he kill him. But if Chukwu Okike Abiyama has sent him, he will see him through of this journey. And we now know that he was sent by Chukwu Okike Abiyama, because there's nothing he has said that is not going on, and what is not that is not happening. Before I do the announcement as well, I want to kind of sympathize with my brothers in Osho the Market, but I just want to tell you guys that it's one of those things that is being announced by a director. It's been wanting you guys to do something, and I'm going to use the same word he uses whenever he talks to you to come and join this struggle. The people in Osho, you might be still waiting until they throw you in the lagoon. Maybe that's what you're still waiting for, to support this noble project. And that's all I can say about that. I'm not really keen to talking about anything with regards to the Ohanaeze Ndiocho Ndiama. I don't want to say anything again regarding the judiciary system in Nigeria, or the legislators who are themselves criminals running around. Now everybody is cross-carpeting to APC because they want to be a friend to the pedophilic terrorist Buhari. But I just want to also tell Buhari that your days are numbered. Your days are numbered. It doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter what you think you can intimidate Biafrans with. But your days are numbered. Just mark that on the wall. As long as Chukwu Okike Abiyama lives, I want to tell you that your days are numbered. And with that, brings me to my announcement. Mazim Efo, I just want to announce on the air that we have one of our brothers has shown intention, or rather, he has verbalized willingness to serve the indigenous people of Biafra in the state of Oregon. I'm going to give his number out on the air, because I remember one of our brothers calling every time, and he said he doesn't know where people in Oregon conducts the meeting. So that brother that come from our mama, I forgot his name, we have a coordinator for Oregon in the name of Ikechukwu. Ikechukwu, you can give Ikechukwu a call at 971-217-7044. Again, Ikechukwu. Ikechukwuani, by the way, his number is 971-217-7044. So this brother that calls all the time, sounding faithful like a Biafran, please give Ikechukwu a call so that he will tell you what we do as far as coordination is concerned. I also want to send out this message for people in Indianapolis. One of our brothers as well, Afamo Lisa, have shown, or rather declared, to serve his people. He's our new coordinator in the, Indianapolis, and you can reach him at 317-938-8346. Again, 317-938-8347. Afamo Lisa is a strong Biafran. So give me a call so he can advise you on what we do. And imagine if I'm going to make this announcement on behalf of Mazi Ezekwesili, who is the coordinator in New York. But before I go on, I want to let the brother in Manchester know that announcements for this support for our brothers that are going to court on 14th of this month has been done by director. He said it so many times. And if people were really here and put down what they had, this announcement has been made a long time. But we are making this announcement. I know that David would have come up on the phone, on the radio to announce the D-Day, because by now, if you are still considering to go in New York, you might be running a little bit late. But we encourage all Biafrans who are around Maryland area, who are around New York, who are around New Jersey, to please be available. I'm making this special announcement on behalf of David because I don't even have the court address and everything. But David Ezekwesili can always come on the phone to give, come on the radio to give this complete information. For brother from Manchester, it's important that we understand that each and every one of us are Biafrans and we have our different roles. One of the major problems that we have is role confusion. Again, role confusion when people want to be all over the world. When people want to be in everything about Biafrans, when there are Biafrans who are equal to the tax, who can do same. So please, we know that you had that information from director, and it's also good that you are trying to remind somebody. But we are working on it, and Biafrans here in the entire United States already know. Some of us already booked their hotels and paid their flight to go down there. So, but I'm making this announcement for David. The court date is... it's on the 14th. Right after the court is going to be a town hall meeting. And everyone now knows that if you're planning to go, you can get your flight to JF Kennedy. And that's where we need to, our destination is. And once you get to JF Kennedy, you can also call.
I'm not sure what's happening here. Let's see what is going to happen. This is Radio Biafra live transmission. We have lost that connection and we'll try to reestablish contact. We are here to do one thing, and one thing is to preach the goodness of Biafra and to remain resolute to the end until Biafra is restored. Biafra is not for sale, just as some people might think. And our leaders' circumstance cannot be politicized. That cannot happen. This will be Biafra live transmission once again. We will go to the line to take a call.
Yeah, no, this is about Biafra. It's really about Biafra. It's about Africa. It's about us being truly free.
Free be who we meant to be, who we ought to be. Know who the one us to be. Know who the white man I met us to be. Until you dictate yourself, you will regret yourself. I'm Jamadi. J, let's go.
All we are seeing is our freedom. All we are seeing is our freedom. I can see my people marching. All we are seeing is our freedom. Freedom, freedom, yeah.
Yeah, son got freedom, yeah. All we ask is freedom, yeah. A lot of people dying in the streets of London, far away from home, yeah. All we ask is freedom, freedom, the Kanu. All we want is Biafra. Give us Biafra, then in Africa. The more we acute in prison, we are see acting. Got some people wondering, but that's freedom fighting. Like if you don't know, I tell you surely you can go. Andrew Trudeau should sell us for these people have we told. Why do people seem so afraid of this knowledge? Less than the power, we tell the knowledge. There is no freedom, we tell the truth. They take away our freedom by hiding their truth. So let's speak the truth, dead light.
Call on the phone, you're on my way. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Mr. Uchimafo. Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, I'm the coordinator of Rabat in Morocco here.
Yeah, thank you. Go ahead.
My name is Chukwuma Ojukwu from the Idan in Idemri local government, Anambra, Biafra land. So I'm calling now to tell all my Biafran brothers and the sisters all over the world that we, the Biafran, we have to have something in mind. What are we going to have in mind is that our Father in Heaven, Chukwokiko Bioma, is with us. That is number one thing we're supposed to have in mind, all the Biafran. We need to have it in mind that our Father in Heaven, Chukwokiko Bioma, is in us. And what we are doing is what that the heaven is assigned of. People, we know, when our director, Namode Carlo, our director, Oma, is talking to the whole world before his enemy comes today, say that this is a kingdom of heaven in Biafra. And everybody should know that we are the children of Chukwokiko Bioma. I want every Biafran to have it in mind. Even what that we are passing through, what we are facing right now, we should not go back. We should be moving forward. I'm encouraging all my family in all over the world, even people that are in Biafra today, let them know that all over the world, Biafra that is a victim, they are in their own shoe right now. We are feeling the way they are feeling. None of us are happy. But because our Lord, the Chukwuka Bioma, said that we should be moving and resolute and fearless and not to be having something to be troubling us, except our enemy. When we are in the midst of our enemy, we should have it in mind that we need to do what? Act. But for this present moment, I'm telling all my Biafran family all over the world, let us have it in mind that we need to go into spirituality. Into spiritual, one, we need to be prayerful for our director. Life, one. Because in Bible made us to know, in Psalm 91, verse 1, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abound under the shadow of Almighty. Our director is under the shadow of Almighty Jehovah Chukwuka Bioma. Every Biafran should have it in mind. Our director, nothing will happen to him. I am having it as a dream last night that my director is so much bouncing, undermining what the enemy is doing to him. He feels faithful. He feels strong. He's still moving forward. I'm telling all the Biafran, let us be in spirit. Because so many people are afraid. Let us go war. Let us go and fight. Let us go and do this. There is instruction which I can have from our director that we should respect commandment. And what is that commandment? It's instruction. What when we want to do something, we should not do it as people that are not listening to instruction. So we are doing it, let every Biafran have it in mind. When we need to do the peaceful demonstration, we cannot do peaceful demonstration to go with ammunition. We cannot move by ammunition because we are the people of children of Chukwokike. We are doing things in a accordance place. So I'm telling my Biafran, let us have ourselves in order. When we say peaceful demonstration, even here in Morocco, we are planning to do our peaceful demonstration here in Morocco again. So I'm telling my dear family member here in Morocco, let everybody be ready, because we shall call everybody for peaceful demonstration. Let us come in accordance to do it for our director, which is number one in their forum. We are going to do it for him to be free. That is what we are looking for now. When we get freedom from our director, freedom of Biafra is at hand in this way. Let everybody know it. So I'm telling all Biafrans, we are moving forward. We cannot stop what we are doing. Anywhere you are, don't stop what you are doing. People that love Biafra, let them come and join Biafra meeting in Morocco, in America, in London, wherever you are. Come and join the family. Many will give call, but they are not in the family meeting. No, you have to come family meeting and follow Biafra with your peaceful mind. So that is why I'm calling today. So I'm calling in another way. I'm waiting for you to give me a call. There is some information I would like to lay to you, and I will still want to talk to you in privately whenever you finish. So I will pass to one of my office here. Executive, and is from Calabar. I want you to talk to you, to the Biafran. I want to talk to the whole Biafran.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. Great Biafra. Great Biafra. We have just finished our... My name is Efiok. Jean-Louis Efiok Akpan Hobart. I'm from Akwa Ibom. Uyo local government. Ikot. I want to use this opportunity to... I am the financial secretary of Biafra in Morocco, Rabat. I want my brothers to know that what we are doing is not a child's play. Biafra is not about how much you have. Biafra is not about your population. Biafra is a spirit. It's not how popular you are, how great or how mighty, how tall you are. If that should be the case, Nnamdi Kanu today will not be the director of Biafra, because he's the chosen one. Biafra is not going to fight with weapons, but they are going to have their freedom peacefully, because the time for the Biafra to have their freedom is now. If you want to come and support Biafra, don't feel you want to get anything from Biafra now. You are contributing to make Biafra forward. As a financial secretary of IPOB member in Morocco, Rabat, I am telling all my brothers, Biafra brothers all across the whole planet, that I give you, I pray for you, I should God should give you more grace, bless you financially to support our brother back home that is fighting this race physically. Today, we've just finished our meeting. According to my coordinator, he said the word that we are going to send some amount for those of our brothers that are sick, those of our brothers that are facing hospital something. We are going to send it after the meeting. According to what he said, he's going to talk to him privately, sending the account to the treasurer, and everything will be done in the mighty name of Jesus. I am trying to tell all my proper brothers, the coordinator that is heading this place, this Morocco region, is small, is short, yes, but is chosen. The spirit of Nnamdi Kanu, the Biafra spirit, flows in his body, flows in his blood. He It's not how popular you are. It's not how financially blessed you are. It's the spirit you can carry Biafra along. That is what we are looking on, looking at. So my brother, don't, you are not supporting Biafra because of any name. You are supporting Biafra because the blood in Biafra is in your body. Anywhere you are all over the world, you must come and support Biafra. So God in heaven, we bless you. Come and support us. We are few, but we are doing something that thousands of people can do. We pay our monthly dues. We want our brothers and sisters to hear that sometimes we don't pay the monthly dues, not that the money is not there. For them to know that what we are doing, we are serious. I would like to tell them, even with my language, so my Calabar brothers to hear. About him, but so my Calabar brothers, you hear? Biafra is a spirit. Biafra is a spirit. I repeat, when it descends on you, you will speak the tongues of Biafra, not the tongues of the zoo. Don't tell me you are an Igbo man, you are an Isekiri man, you are an Igbo man. You sit in your house and say you are a Biafra. You are not a Biafra, you are anti Biafra. Come and support. You can support Biafra financially, you can support Biafra spiritually, you can support Biafra morally. Don't sit in your house and eat farin and say you are supporting Biafra. My brother, when the time comes, God will his people. Come and join the race. We are few, but we are doing things. We are putting our vote. Most of my brother, if I tell you what they do to make up, to come and pay their monthly dues, you will shed tears. But they come and support to see their fellow brother demonstrating in Nigeria for them to see Biafra move forward. I am telling this to my brothers over here in this country we are doing. Come out and support Biafra. People go outside to rain with them. They go outside, some of them go outside to look for money one way or the other, beg for money one or the other. They'll come and pay their money. So people will sit down over there and say that this, their thing are this. May God of Biafra give have mercy upon you. If you hear this, my voice today, let the spirit of Sikoboma touch you and you come and support Biafra today. People go outside and beg for money to come and pay monthly dues. People go outside and do one or two things to come and pay for monthly dues. And you sitting there, they having millions, they can't come outside and support Biafra. Tomorrow you will sit down somewhere and say, yeah, Biafra. Shame on you people. My brothers are dying in Nigeria. My sisters are dying in Nigeria. My brothers are dying in Nigeria. They are facing the bullet. They are facing the bullet. Who you see them over here in abroad and you see them saying, yeah, Biafra. What are you doing? Come out today and support. I am the financial secretary speaking. Any money we do, you everything is being accounted. Come and support Biafra. I want to give to my secretary. Great Biafra. Great Biafra. Great Biafra.
Good evening, my deputy director. My name is Okechukwu Agweze. I am from NAC, Uruha government area, Enugu State, Biafra land. My deputy director, I don't have much thing to say again because my coordinator and my financial secretary have said much. You understand me? Nobody should know who I don't know come over there. So what I'm trying to tell you now is, my brother, we love you from our hearts. We appreciate the good work that you are doing. Despite the fact that we are facing a lot of challenges, I know that many people, many cowards from the zoo will be calling you, threatening you, telling you all sorts of rubbish. But I tell you today that by the power of Chukwu Okorie bestowed on you, you are greater than all of them. Don't look on the name they are calling them. You understand me? Buhari, so on and so forth. All of them, they are cowards. You understand me? So what I'm trying to tell you is that we love you from our hearts. Or me and my brothers in Morocco here, the least we can do to support this movement, we must always do it from our hearts, no matter how little it might be. You know, before we bring out anything or before we speak to you, it had been ordained from the above. My deputy director, God will always bless you abundantly. He will always give you wisdom. He will always give you the best direction to be leading this this gospel. Any challenge that you are seeing, don't be discouraged. I believe that at the end of the road, one day we must all come to the end of the road. And those people that call themselves terrorists
or call the self betrayers, or call the self Ifajina, they will cry on tears, and they can never listen to them. Never you in life be discouraged. This is the only thing I'm begging you. And I know that by the authority in the name of Jesus, by the power in the people of Obioma, you can never be deceived. And at the last day, we'll see one on one. May God bless you, my deputy director. Yeah, the deputy director, I thank Chukwuoke Obioma for the opportunity he gave all the Biafran today. It's us to come out. I pray that Chukwuoke, the creator of heaven and earth, we restore Biafra for us, and we restore you more wisdom. I am praying in the name of Chukwuoke, wherever our director is right now, let God in heaven, the Chukwuoke Obioma, surround him, give him all the strength and the power and the ability to remain resolute and to remain the way he will, because power of God is with him, and that power that is with him can never move away from him, because he's a choosing one. I'm still telling all the Biafra, we are now out for looking for what we need in Biafra land. I am praying that Chukwuoke will be with you, our deputy. God will protect you, our deputy. God will give you wisdom, our deputy. God will protect your family, our deputy. And God will protect the family of IPOB in all over the world. And protect our director in the enemy camp, and they protect the wife of our director, and the family of our director, and the family of IPOP is all over the world, and all the officials in the Biafran office is all over the world, including where you are today. God will protect all of them and be with your people in the Chukwuoke Obioma, we pray. So I'm giving this number to all that want to be with us in our meeting. Let them take this number, the ones that are here in Morocco. The number is 06-4219-281. I repeat, 06-4219-9281. Let them call. Thank you, every Biafran, and may God bless and be with all of us in the Chukwuoke Obioma, we pray.
That's last world music, baby.
Yeah. No, this is about Biafra. It's really about Biafra. It's about Africa. It's about us being truly free. Free be who we meant to be, who we are to be. Know who they want us to be. Know who the white man I meant us to be. Until you tell yourself, you won't regret yourself. I'm Jamedi. J, let's go.
All we are seeing is our freedom. All we are seeing is our freedom. I can see my people marching.
Hi, the caller on Skype can hear me. I don't know whether anybody's hearing me.
I can hear you now.
Okay, all right. We lost connection before.
Yeah, somebody was calling me at the same time, so he kind of kicked the Skype out. But
yeah,
anyway,
it's okay.
Quickly, I just want to say amen and amen and amen to the last caller's prayers. Thank you so much, my brother. Apparently, the same connection issues. But I do want to finish the announcement quickly. Like I said, David Ezekwesili should be making this announcement because he's the one that has the entire information, but I will, by the special grace of God Almighty and by David's permission, to give out his number. I know he doesn't mind, but I will give out his number so that anyone that is still confused on what to do should give him a call. David's number is 832-345-5640. Again, it's 832-245-5640. And if you can't talk to David, we have his assistant coordinator by name, Uche Celestin. He's one of us. His number is 718-600-0120. Uche's number is 718-600-0120. These two individuals can give you information on where how to move around in New York. We are all in the United States, but I don't know about New York. So I'm reserving this information for them to call in and give us the clear-cut information. But anyway, the general information is that on the 14th, we will be going to support our brothers in the court where the criminals has alleged that our brothers, they had a problem last time when they went to demonstrate for this pedophile visit in the UN assembly. Again, on that same Friday, that same Thursday, which is the 14th, we'll be having a town hall meeting. And when you call David, he'll be able to furnish you this information. I think that's the announcement I have for now. And for Biafrans in the United States, if you're still wondering what these people are doing, I do want to tell you that we are not doing anything wrong. We are just asking for our right of self-determination. It's been 100 and some fraction years we have been subjugated, marginalized, since we have been enslaved under this Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram people. And as you can tell, we are all scattered all over the world, including yourself, who think that your life is made in the United States. That's all we are doing. We are not criminals. We are not terrorists. But we just want our land back. We want to make economic decisions, political decisions, and religious decisions for ourselves. What we are doing is contained in the UN document of several years, of which that contraption called Nigeria is signatory to. So there's nothing wrong in what we're doing. For people who think that whenever you mention Biafra, it's all about war, we are not waging war. We are not starting up war. We are just asking these clowns to leave us alone so we can move on with the rest of the world. We have been set back 100 years because of the leadership that is set by the British. We don't want to continue with these individuals. As you know, I'm not going to be teaching you about what has been going on about the infrastructures that are not in effect in our lands. I'm not going to be teaching you about the educational opportunities that you are being denied of, economic opportunities as far as traveling and our ports that has been closed after the Civil War, and now we are funneled through Lagos. By the way, you may have heard that they are moving the port to Kano. So while you are waiting and guessing what we are doing, it's going to be a time when you import something from the United States, you have to go down to Kano to get it back. So I don't know how to explain this thing, but I think that all of you need to go in and seek and search what is we are talking about. You can read for yourself. You guys are not dyslexic, even though you claim to, or you pretend to be one most of the time. If you are in a DMV area, please, we beg of you to come down to New York on the 14th. If you're in New York, New Jersey, and all the surrounding states, please support these brothers so we can put these criminals to shame. Thank you very much, Mazi Mefor. We will continue to pray for you that God will continue to strengthen, to save, and to fortify you so that you can keep this mantle going until our director comes out. By the way, the entire United States of America is behind our director, and they are just behind, not just, we are walking alongside with director. We are making our efforts, things are getting in place, and we cannot give up until Biafra comes. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have
thank
a
you
for there.
Thank you too. Thank you very much, and God bless you. I will now go to the line after this call, of course. We'll be ending this program. Barista, can you hear me? Yeah, Barista, can you hear me?
Yeah, good evening. I'm hearing you. Good evening.
Yeah, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Yeah. Good evening, dear friends. Wherever you are, east, west, north, or south, Bazimamizu, I'm going to have this evening to make a few announcements. First of all, you know, we had a meeting here on IPOB London branch, and everybody telling me to come on air, which of course I have come on air, but I just want to tell you that I'm under authority, which before being a deputy director, has suspended my group, which is DOS, the HOD, our headman, Omiomio, on the directorate of state. So, UCMFO should reinstall all of us so that I can come back fully, because I'm just talking without authority. As I said, I'm under authority. Of course, IPOB owns me, but there's a department that commands and controls what I do or what I say. And UCMFO, being a deputy director, suspended that particular authority. So, before we instead the authority, then I will come back fully and talk to Biafrans and motivate Biafrans that we are here to fight the war against the pedophile, the House of Fulani Boko Haram, Buhari, who kidnapped director and kept him in custody. A man who has been freed by the court of law, but the terrorist, the dictator, who promised that he's not going to be a dictator before he was reinstated or restored as a president, has done what he normally does as a dictator. So, these are the people we are fighting for, not ourselves. As I said, we are a unit. And I want the deputy director, UCMFO, to reinstate this authority so that I will come back and function effectively. I came this evening because a lot of the Africans were crying copiously that I should come back on air. I didn't want to disobey them because a lot of information that we're flying about, which most of them are incorrect. Ochuku, wherever you are, when you come on air, please make your statement very short and sharp. Today you took almost 1 hour talking. And sometimes when you speak too fast, too long, most of the things you are saying are lost. Make your statement very brief and no inflammatory comments, please. Whenever you come on air, deliver and talk as somebody fighting a pedophile, not making inflammatory statements as if they are fighting each other. I wouldn't like to hear any inflammatory statement on air. All of you out there, please, UCMFO is the deputy director. Nobody will take away that position from him, and nobody will ever fight for such a position, because he is there under authority himself as a deputy. Therefore, when all of us phone in, please channel your comments or channel your voice against House of Fulani Boko Haram and Clear of Bank, not against one another. I wouldn't countenance this, because we are here to restore Biafra, and Biafra only. That is what we'll do on a united front. Therefore, Deputy Director, I'm appealing to you once again to use your authority, confirmed to you as a deputy, to reinstate the HOD and the DOS so that we can function as a unit. All dear friends, I thank all of you for your listenership. I'll be back once Deputy Director HMFO has done what he needs to do. If you want to hear my voice on air, Deputy Director has to reinstall my department. Then we can function effectively. Because COC is there, Omiyama is there, Mwaramani is there, and MA is there, many of us. I don't want to talk on a fragmented authority. I want a unit. So when I talk, I know that people are behind me. As I repeat, Mr. Wokugula is the deputy director, and he remains as such until such a time when director says otherwise. Otherwise, no such authority can talk as the deputy director. Mr. Wokugula, I have to stop here. Reinstate my department, then you see me, and I'll come back. Good evening to all of you.
Thank you, Barrister Imam Mezu, for that. It is very important that we, of course, understand what issues are here. UTML 4 did not suspend members of Directorate of State. The head of Directorate of State remains suspended. It's as simple as that. So there is no point going round. If you feel you don't want to talk on air, well, it's up to you. Nobody is forced to come and talk on air. The suspension is for the head of Directorate of State, not for members of Directorate. Because each member of Directorate has their own portfolios, separate from the Directorate itself. So it's as simple as ABC. If you want to go on strike in solidarity with the head of Directorate of State, then that's your decision. This will be a for live transmission, and we have come to the end of this program. We thank God Almighty for having made it possible for us to have deliberated this evening, and we remain resolute because He has sent us on this journey. We ask Him to continue to envelop His servant in Abdul Kano with His presence, with His protection, that no evil one will have influence over him. They will gather, they will plot, but indeed, in the end, they will scatter. We ask you, O God, not to forget your people, the people of Biafra. Because we are a people singled out for total destruction and extermination. But you, being God, are not sleeping. That is why we are where we are today. And we urge you to continue to protect us, to continue to renew us, and to continue to revive us. And more importantly, may you help us to restore Biafra. Thank you very much. This is a sincere victim of this particular point in time. Signing off. Good night and God bless.
That's last world music, baby.
Yeah. No, this is about Biafra. It's really about Biafra. It's about Africa. It's about us being truly free. Free be who we meant to be, who we are to be. Know who they want us to be. Know who the white man I meant us to be. Until you hate yourself, you will regret yourself. I'm Jamedi.
All we are seeing is our freedom. All we are seeing is our freedom. I just see my people marching. All we are seeing is our freedom. Freedom. Freedom, yeah.
Yeah, son of freedom, yeah. All we ask is freedom, yeah. Lot of people down in the streets of London, far away from home, yeah. All we ask is freedom, freedom the Kano. All we want is Biafra, give us Biafra. Then in Africa, the more we acute, in prison we are see axi. Got some people wondering, but that's freedom fighting. Like if you don't know, I tell you surely you can go. And the truth is to sell us for this people have freedom. Why the people seem so afraid of this knowledge? Less than the power, we tell the knowledge. There is no freedom, we tell the truth. They take away our freedom by hiding their truth. So let's speak the truth, their lies are freedom. Let's find the truth, their lies true freedom.
All we are seeing is our freedom.
Freedom, freedom.
All we are seeing is our freedom. I can see my people marching. All we are seeing is our freedom.
Freedom, freedom.
Freedom, freedom, yeah.
Talking about freedom, yeah. Freedom for Biafra, yeah. Freedom for Africa, yeah. Anytime, anytime, I'm talking about anytime. Tell me that we close it, and all we do is sell us up. We wanna be free, but let's first free our mind and soul. You can keep my body, but you can now keep my soul. Not afraid of a gun, so fight it to freedom. The truth is freedom, no truth, no freedom. Looked up for so long, sat up for so long. Looking for who to save us, how will it invade us? Send up Biafra, send up Africa. Let's stand up and fight, only this can save us. And let's fight and save us.
can fight for us.
All we are seeing is our freedom.
Freedom, freedom.
All we are seeing is our freedom. I can see my people marching. All we are seeing is our freedom.
Freedom, freedom.
Freedom, freedom, yeah.
Yeah, they tell us we won, but dang, that's a lie. That's another evil going on. See, that's a lie. From the beginning, we never won. See, people die. I'm on the half of a yellow song, yeah. Took the reasons, never try to buy myself. In this freedom is myself. Not afraid of the guns. We fight it to freedom, when we never say no. We fight it to freedom, when we never say no.
This song is dedicated to a young lady that was killed at Biafra protest in Onitsha on the 2nd December 2015, and to all the people that have been killed and have lost their lives just for the fight of freedom.
I'm Jamedi. God.